Tell us what's happened.
Well, we were told the other day that we had a password 100%. So now it's going to the House for them to vote on it, see if they'll vote on it. If they vote on it, then we'll find out that that they haven't got the money, because I'm pretty well sure they haven't. They're going to use that for an excuse. And then they'll look up and tell us, well, we'll have to wait until after the elections for to see what happened there then. And if Mr. The head of the PC party gets in, he already looked up and told us there'll be no resettlement for Newfoundlanders anymore if he gets in. So it don't look that good, not to me. Everybody around here thinks it looks good, but it don't look that good.
So it's fair to say you're not optimistic.
I am not optimistic whatsoever. Unless the government have got to put in the budget for, you know, enough money for the pay where we can get out of here.
How many residents, permanent residents, are we talking about?
55.
In how many households?
It's 55. It's 55 people at, I think it's 27 households or 26. It was 27 or 28 households. It ends up $7 million.
And how does that work now for seasonal residents?
Seasonal residents got nothing to do with this, the ones that's only here in the summertime. This is just what we go to work and say is for full-timers. It's there at all times. They got to deal with the government after this is over with on their own, right?
So if this goes ahead, what are the next steps? What happens next?
If this goes ahead, I cannot tell you. Honest truth, I don't know. We're waiting to hear from government now to see what they got to say. So I can imagine, I don't know, if it takes so long as well it took them down to Labrador to leave, you could be here for another 5 years yet. Because when I started this, the first time I started this resettlement in 2009, them fellows were up for leave Labrador and never left for last year. So it took them 8 or 9 years, 8 years only.
What are your personal plans? What would you like to see on a personal level?
Well, I'd like for them to get it done, get it over that the people leave if they want to leave. Let them go and get settled in somewhere else.
Where will you go?
Grand Falls, probably.
And will you maintain a residence there maybe in the summertime?
Yes. About here?
Yeah.
Well, I got the house here now. Not long. I might come out here in the summertime, but I doubt it. Once you leave, it's not that easy to get back and forth, so... And once the all's a fury of it, that's it.
So you're content to leave what you have there behind?
Just as well. A house is a house. There's no difference. The air does not nothing. There's not a thing. We got a ferry system that's that deplorable. You can't leave the Highlander because you don't know if you're ever going to get back. And there's no stores, no nothing there. So I go to get groceries in Springfield. It'll cost me $150 going to pick up groceries to come back. That's just to get the groceries. Now, when I buy the groceries, they're $400. You got to buy enough for the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you got to do that a couple times a month. So it just costs your arm and leg, right?
Do others feel the same as you? I mean, I know it's 100%,
oh, yes.
But is everybody glad to be rid, or?
Oh, yes. Everybody's the same thing.
Do you think that Little Bay Islands could have been saved at some point if it hadn't got to this
years
point?
Years ago, it could have been saved when the fish plant owners here, we went to the government and said, listen, you got to help us. We're sending trucks out there full of the product, and you fellas is charging us back and forth. They should have been lit on. The company should have been lit on with their trucks, and the government should have picked up the part there. Now, that's all gone. There's nothing here. There used to be a doctor's office there. That's all gone. There were several stores there. They're all gone. And when you go to Springfield and you got your grandpa's around, you're picking up freight to bring here, and it causes you a harm and leg, it's not worth being here. You're not making money. Nobody can afford to keep a store open here because... Back then, when a can of milk was 80 cents in spring, it was $1.50 here, so you can't afford to run a business.
Well, Dennis, we'll see what government has to say about it. Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Not a problem.